Welcome back, guys. 97.1 FM Talk, Dave Glover Show. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Thank you for telling all your friends and your family about us and keeping all the nerds away. There's Camo X for that. That's a big Camo X. They can go over there. There's AM for those people, okay? This is for fun people, people with a sense of humor. Let's see here. We got a lot of stuff coming up for you. At the 5 o'clock, we are going to do free legal and some other various things. Right now, though, as you know, I'm very interested in all kinds of topics, and we have the priest and the rabbi on once a month. We talk about religion and religious issues and so forth and so on. I also have Paranormal Tuesdays because I love that kind of thing. I'm really into the whole interplay between science and religion and things like that. Just fascinate me. My next guest here is a reverend, Ronald Wineland, and he's going to talk to us about the end times. Now, I was not a church-going kid. My family didn't belong to a certain church. And the first time I was really kind of introduced to a lot of this was by some Assembly of God kids who I met, and they took me to a church with them, and they showed, I think it was called A Distant Thunder. It was this show about the rapture and the end times and the Antichrist and the beast. Scared hell to me, no pun intended. And now you've had the omen, and you have the seventh sign, and all these kinds of things, all talking about, you know, the biblical, you know, revelation and the Old Testament prophecies about what the end of the world is going to look like. And so we're going to talk to the Reverend about that here. Give us a phone call if you have thoughts on this yourself. If you're a premillennialist or a post, yeah, I impressed you there, didn't I? 314-969-9797. Toll free from anywhere, 866-455-9797. Reverend, good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Yes, it's just Ron Wineland. I don't use a title. Thanks.
Very good. Now, Ron, let me just hit you right off the bat with kind of the big $64,000 question. Is it your opinion, your belief, that we are living in the final days?
Absolutely.
And this is another even bigger question, which I'm sure you could talk about for hours, but we'll just start framing it here. Why do you think that? What sort of things have happened and are happening that you can match up with the prophecies?
Well, there are very specific things that have happened to God's church, but more specifically things that are leading up here just at the end of 6,000 years for man that God gave to man. And by his revelation, those things are about ready to take place here, either this end of this year, beginning of next year, and they'll increase until we have a final period of 3.5 years of what's called the Great Tribulation.
Now, I've had many people on my show, we've talked about these kinds of things, and I do get mixed up on the terms, but are you one of the people who believe in a rapture where the Christians are caught up in the air with Jesus and then the tribulation period?
A lot of people read many things in the Bible, come up with a lot of different ideas. There are thousands of beliefs out here and religions out here. But basically, God is getting ready at this end time to show that indeed what is true and what is false. He's bringing an end to man's ways, man's time on earth, and going to bring his kingdom, the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, coming to this earth to rule the earth.
And Ron, as you well know, you don't need me to tell you, even in Jesus' time they were saying this, and within the years after, and every generation has said, aha,
that's right.
Here you go. What is it about this time that is unique to you that you say, no, this really is it?
Well, the problem has been ignorance of religion in the first place. Traditional Christianity, the things that have happened with Judaism, when Jesus Christ came, he condemned Judaism at that time, and what they were teaching, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Zealots. They profess to know God and to teach the ways of God, and they still do, and they're off base. And the same thing with traditional Christianity. It doesn't teach what Jesus Christ taught and about people taking off to heaven. Jesus Christ said in his own words, no man has ascended to heaven except himself. And even Peter, on the day of Pentecost in 31 AD, said that even David was dead and buried in his grave, and yet that smacks against what other people teach about going off to heaven. When we're dead, we die, we go to a grave, and that's it.
And Ron, what are the next things we would look for?
Well, that's just where we are right now, and we're at a point in time where there's going to be terrorism, and it's not a pleasant thing, obviously, talking about some of those things. That's why some people, when they talk about the end time, they do see things in there that show great cataclysms and so forth. There will be nuclear weapons go off in this nation. There will be cities that are going to go through horrifying times, and there will be natural calamities along with it. There won't be any doubt in people's minds that something is drastically wrong on the earth, and they're going to start looking for answers to their questions, and that's what this book is about, The Prophesied End Time, that I've written.
And Ron, what do you see on the political landscape with President Bush and Kerry and the war in Iraq and the conflicts in the Middle East? Does this play right into the end time prophecy?
That's exactly it. Just like Muqtada al-Sadr, a lot of people don't understand we've stirred up a hornet's nest over there because they have their own prophecies about the end time, and literally his army is called Mahdi's army. People don't understand why that name is being used. Mahdi is the name of a prophet who is going to arise at the end time, and those individuals are going to relieve their peoples of the oppressors, and that's what they see us as. They see us as their oppressors, and that's why every time we continue on and take another step, we just fuel the fire more, and we don't understand that, and it's going to backfire on us, and that's a part of prophecy.
Okay. Michelle, go ahead. You're on the air with Ron.
Oh, hi. I just asked a question about what makes us believe that we are in the end times, and what makes us believe that is that look at what's going on with the Gazel as an instance. God said it's going to be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, and you're finding more and more states are approving that, you know, condoning it, and this is happening. You know, the Bible is fulfilling itself.
Ron, would you agree with that? That just the moral decay of the world is one of those things heralding Christ's return?
Well, basically, man's had 6,000 years of decay. It's not something new. These things are nothing new. Been on, going on from the beginning of time. No. The things that are coming aren't going to miss people's attention, and that's what God's going to do. He's going to finally get the attention of people, because for 6,000 years people haven't listened to him, and that's what he's getting ready to rectify and bring a new kingdom, a new world order to the, if you will, as far as the kingdom of God is concerned, ruling the earth under a single government.
And Ron, tell me about that. Flesh that out for me, because I've heard, you know, you can say New World Order and it may mean one thing to one
another. I understand, yes, yes. I don't even like that term, actually, because of what's used in society, in the world. But
we've had Pat Buchanan on, and he was talking about New World Order. And, you know,
yeah, I don't like that word. That term. But no, the whole story of the Bible, even traditional Christianity, I have a difficult time when I hear people talking about Jesus Christ and their Savior, Lord and Savior. But they use the name Christ, but they don't even understand what that means, the Messiah. The prophecies of the Messiah and the Christ throughout the Old and New Testament is about a king. Even Jesus Christ, when he was standing before Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?" And he said, "To this end was I born." He said, "But my kingdom is not of this time, not of this age." And they didn't understand. That was after 4,000 years of man on earth, that he was coming as the Passover lamb to die for the sins of mankind, but he was coming back again 2,000 years later, and we are at the end of that period of time when he would come back in his kingdom as a king to rule on the earth. Revelation makes it very clear he's going to rule here for 1,000 years. People aren't going up to heaven. He's coming here.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to know where he comes up with the name of the prophet that is supposed to be here that's going to lead them against us. I've never read that.
Yeah, Ron, does he want to know where you came up with that name, the that you said earlier? I can't even remember the name now.
Mahdi's Army?
Yes, yes.
It's been in the news about Mahdi's Army, but Mahdi, if people will just do a little looking up, digging into what that means, the word Mahdi, it's been in the news. That's where I got it. It's about some Old Testament prophet, or not Old Testament, but I mean Islamic prophecies about what they believe is going to happen in the end time. And the reality is all these are actually converging to actually fulfill end time prophecy in Scripture.
See here, Dan, call in. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. You know, we talk about prophecy, we talk about basically a future or a course that's already set. And one thing I don't understand is if that's the case, and if we are entering the beginning stages of the final stage, so to speak, then we're not stirring up a hornet's nest. We're not doing anything over there that's making these people angry, obviously.
Oh, yes, we are.
Well, no, we're participating. According to you, if it's prophecy, we're participating in a future course that's already set. So we're simply...
It's a course... No, it's a course that's been... It's already a course that God knows what man is doing, what man will do. He's told man what he would do to himself for 6,000 years. He's prophesied many things that would happen. He's told man what would take place because of the nature of man. It's our choices and what we're doing, and we're doing this to ourselves. And the point is, and God says, if he didn't intervene and cut this time short, we would end up annihilating ourselves. The reality is, what's getting ready to happen to this country and Great Britain through terrorism is going to be so massive. I don't know if any of you have watched CNN recently. They've had a special on there about these crates, that come in from thousands of crates a day, come in from overseas, hauled out in semis across the country, and they can only check about 1 or 2% of these. And they were interviewing the individual who is the head of the system there in Los Angeles, and he said he believes it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. They know it's going to happen.
Talk talking about the end time. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave, I get it.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, I think this guy's kind of way off the mark a little bit. He keeps touching on elements of the Bible that sound legit, but it's not. He's missing. When you say that no man is going to heaven, that's not true. There will be 144,000 people going to heaven. Everyone else who's accepted will be on the new earth. You're kind of missing that. You're touching on points, but you know the Bible tells you when the end days are actually coming. When that one person rises in the Arabia land, who seems to have all the answers and who can draw the world together under one person, that's the Antichrist. We haven't seen that yet. We have not seen. That's when the end times are coming. When Christians fall away, because right now Christians are the only thing keeping Satan at bay.
Ron, are you looking for an Antichrist too? I mean, that's part of
no. People read things into Scripture constantly. Traditional Christianity has, scholars have, because they don't listen to God in the first place. And so we have mass confusion of religion out here. And that's the whole point of a lot of what I'm saying. I know that people can't believe. I not only don't believe what I'm saying, they can't believe it yet until they have evidence. And that's what's getting ready to take place. As soon as that evidence begins coming, especially in the following year here, things that begin happening, then people are going to be willing to listen. And that's what God is doing. He's getting ready to reveal himself to the earth because man has not accepted him for 6,000 years. He has a plan of revealing himself now to mankind to straighten out religion because traditional Christianity, the Catholic Church, and so forth have totally messed up, totally strayed away from what God told them to do.
And Ron, what is it? I think this is a fair question. A lot of people in their cars are probably thinking, what is it that makes you so certain that you have it right and that Tony has it wrong or that maybe the Pope has it wrong or Billy Graham? What is it that makes you so sure that you've got the right track?
Well, that's a difficult thing to go through. Frankly, it takes some time to go through it and explain it, but basically it has to do with God's word and God's way and how God communicates to mankind, how he works with human beings through the power of his Holy Spirit, and there are those things that he places in the mind that are there, and either they're true or not. And that's why this book, The Prophesied End Time, has been written, to talk about those things, because either it's true or it's a bunch of junk like everything else has been out there that people talk about the end and the Antichrist and all these things that are supposed to happen. And that's what this message is about. And that's why I'm on radio right now talking about some of this, so that when it starts to happen, you'll know you've heard it someplace and you'll know where to go to begin getting answers, because people are going to want answers when people start dying by the hundreds of thousands in this country.
And Ron, where do you go? Where do people find your book?
They can go in bookstores and ask for The Prophesied End Time, order it if they want to there. They can go to our website, the-end.com, or it's actually the-end.com. There's a hyphen between the two words. And they can request a book there. There's an order page there that they had to pay because of advertising, but if they'll just go to the contact page and send us an email through that, we'll be glad to send it out free.
All right, Ron, thanks so much. We appreciate you being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right.